Welcome to the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. We're chatting with Janice Cooper, Marketing Director of the Wheat Marketing Center in Oregon. Janice, first tell us a little bit about the center for our listeners who may not be familiar with it.
We are a technical training and research center. We're a nonprofit that is funded by 8 different state wheat commissions. And we show how the quality of U.S. wheat is important to customers as they mill and make end products with it.
During COVID-19, many companies had to close or move online. Janice, since the Wheat Marketing Center does some of their work in laboratories, how did the company handle the pandemic?
So we pretty much stayed open throughout the pandemic. We had a short time when some people were working from home, but we have continued providing the analytical and research services without interruption. This was possible due to the steady support from our primary funders, who are the 8 state wheat commissions from states across the country, including the Nebraska Wheat Board. Instead of receiving visitors, though, we had to pivot to a more virtual delivery of information. So we have participated in numerous Zoom and Teams calls with customers and stakeholders to talk about the quality of the harvest, specific issues related to different classes of wheat. And we've provided, for example, a lot of information to the U.S. Wheat Associates office in China about how to use hard red winter wheat coming out of the Plain States for products that they are interested in making.
Now let's talk about something that hits close to home for me, your pilot-scale tortilla line, which you received from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. What made your company take on tortillas?
We had some private companies. We also do some proprietary work. We had some private companies looking at trying to understand how some new ingredients they were developing would improve the quality of tortillas. So we did a lot of test runs for them and did analytical testing on texture and different aspects and provided that information to them. But I think we've made, you know, maybe 1,000 or more tortillas in the last year, more than we can count.
Wow, that's a lot of tortillas. I only make like 2 dozen on the weekends. Janice, most of our listeners know a few things about wheat, and we hear about how our growers, hands down, have higher quality wheat than other countries. But what is it about the quality a buyer might notice?
U.S. wheat production is divided into 6 different classes of wheat, from soft to hard. The soft wheats are used for cookies, cakes, and the softer kinds of pastries. And the harder wheats, like hard red winter, which primarily grown in Nebraska, is used for breads, tortillas, noodles, and virtually everything else that you can think of. The one exception is durum, that is used for pasta. But hard red winter is the largest class grown in the U.S. and has the most flexibility. So when it comes to quality, customers would see quality expressed in, as you say, texture and taste, in color. Hard white wheat is often used in whole wheat products because the white bran has less of a bitter taste than you might find in a hard red winter if it's used in whole wheat. So there are lots of different aspects of quality that are evident in the end products.
Janice, thanks again for visiting with us on the Wheat Marketing Center and all the work that goes on to make wheat products so tasty. I'm Trabella Guzman, and this has been the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.